count Russia and France officially in the no camp. Both countries announced today that they will vote against the U.S.-backed resolution setting a March 17th ultimatum for Iraq to disarm. Russia and France both have veto power on the U.N. Security Council. French President Jacques Chirac said today that all means must be used to avoid war. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Paris and joins me now. Nick, I understand you've been listening to Chirac being interviewed on French television. Did he come straight out and say France will veto the U.S.-sponsored resolution?
Well, what the French president did was to put forward two possibilities, the first being the one that he would most like to see happen, in which the second resolution would fail to get a majority at the Security Council. He said France would be among the countries saying no, but that wouldn't amount to a veto. The second possibility, the one which France would prefer not to see, would be that the United States, Britain, Spain, and Bulgaria managed to get nine countries on their side. Then, Chirac said, France will vote no, and that amounts to a veto, Chirac said. The French president also said that he expected two other of the permanent five members on the Council, Russia and China, to agree with France. And in fact, as you were saying, today Russia's foreign minister said if a second resolution were put forward, Russia too would vote against it. So there are really major fault lines showing up in the Council, with two countries saying that a veto is a possibility, so much so that Kofi Annan, the Secretary General of the United Nations, appears to be quite worried. He was warning today that the members of the Council should try to find consensus, and he warned that the United States would violate the UN Charter if it went to war without the Security Council's approval.
With talk at the UN about possibly amending the draft resolution further, pushing back the March 17th deadline, would anything induce France to support this resolution and agree with the U.S. that Iraq is not cooperating with weapons inspectors?
Well, it doesn't look like the amendment you were referring to will be enough. Chirac mentioned Britain may be trying to amend the resolution to push back the deadline by a few days, but he said that would not be enough. The French view, the fundamental view here, is that it's not for any one country to say inspections aren't working, now's the time to go to war. Chirac even said himself that, in his opinion, Iraq was not fully cooperating, although there was significant cooperation. For Chirac's belief is that it's up to inspectors, not to countries, to say that inspections aren't working or are being blocked. And then, and this has always been the French position, they can come to the Council and say that inspections are not working, they're being blocked, and then the Council can decide to go to war. And France has said it would participate in that.
There was some thought that Chirac, as well as German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, might actually come to the UN in New York for the vote. Did he say anything about that tonight?
That idea seems to have lost some of its momentum. Chirac said that he had the support of the German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder, but there doesn't appear to be really anybody else who is on board, or at least going public about being ready to come to New York to this meeting of heads of state and government at the Security Council. Chirac's idea was that since this is a sort of war and peace, life or death decision, leaders should take personal responsibility for what is decided. But up till now, it doesn't look like that's happening, particularly because President Bush has ruled out participating.
And as he's been speaking today, did Chirac say anything about his concern about souring relations with the United States?
No, he said he was not concerned at all about relations getting worse. He said he didn't want to get into polemics. He minimized the significance of the veto. He said other countries used it, including the United States, and that it was an accepted part of international law. On the issue of possible sanctions or countermeasures, some of which are before the Congress in Washington, he said he was confident that that America was a free trading nation and it would not really do such a thing. He also pointed out that trade these days is managed through Brussels in the European Union, and that any sanctions would also hit Britain, Spain, and all the other EU members. He was very keen to suggest as well that Washington should declare victory in Iraq and pull its troops back. He said twice that America has won, and he basically seemed to be suggesting that this was the way for things to end, and he said Iraqi cooperation was due to American troop presence in the region.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris.